Marshmallows instantly become the most valuable resource in the world, and you're the first to find out. What do you do? Welcome to Questions and Absurdities, the podcast where we ask questions and answer them absurdly. I'm your host, Ryan, joined by Duncan, Jordan, and our special guest, Mike. You were here a couple weeks ago, so you kind of know the system. The system for how we judge things are with ducks. You will each respond to the question, and based on your answers, I will award 1 to 5 ducks. Mm-hmm. At the end, the more ducks you have, the better chance you have at winning and donning the creative cap, which is a very high honor around here in the box fort.
Yeah, simple enough.
Yeah, so don your creative caps and batten down the hatches because there's a storm coming, a brainstorm.
Honey, you've got a big storm coming.
You've just gotten a text from an anonymous, reliable source.
Okay. At least they're reliable.
Yes, it's anonymous, but you can trust it because it's very reliable.
Of course. It says in the text. It says,
this is a reliable source.
You can trust me, I promise.
Okay. Yes, even though I am anonymous.
Okay.
Send me $10,000.
Yes, well, letting you know that marshmallows have just become the world's most popular and resourceful, I guess,
the most valuable resource.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Duncan, what do you do?
I'm going to tell you. And it is a little bit of a process, but I'm going to break it down into small chunks. Okay, here's what we're going to do first. Initially, we got to jump right into the stock market simply just to put stock in a few things. I'm going to explain why these are the stocks I'm choosing. I'm choosing Ziploc, Glad, Press and Seal. You know, Glad, Press and Seal, we're getting there. And then the major marshmallow retailers. I mean, that's really a simple, it's major marshmallow retailers. You know them.
You're investing in Mallow.
Exactly. But
Kraft.
Here's why. Jet here's Coke. Why. This is my story. I join a lobbyist community. I go to Congress and we set the scene, and the scene is turmoil, to be honest, because I've just officially gotten kids the right to work in factories again.
You've done this?
I've lobbied for this. You told me that what do I do? And this is what I'm doing.
Okay, go ahead.
So
kids work in factories now.
Kids just got they just got the ability to work in factories again.
Okay.
I did this because of their nimble fingers and joyful attitudes when it comes to marshmallows.
Okay.
Stick with me.
Sticky.
I have a picture to show this as well. As I employ and bring out of school and out of their families this workforce of children.
You're not selling it super well you say that.
Just wait.
Yep.
They're going to be providing jobs, though.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't really trust parents with the marshmallow thing. There's like dad tax. There's all these things in the background. But still, we have the kids in these factories, and they're getting boxes of cereal. We take over manufacturing boxes of cereal with marshmallows in it where they're picking out all the marshmallows. They got Peeps. They got all these different, these manufacturers of marshmallows that we are getting in. And then we've also invested in Ziploc and Glad. And we're using all of that material to then protect our very precious resource of marshmallows in sealed compartments and containers to be able to last for a very long time, because you can't just get marshmallows. You have to protect that precious commodity.
You're right. And the most secure thing is a Ziploc bag.
That's correct. And Glad Press and Seal, not a sponsor. So as we accumulate the world's wealth by employing child labor,
I can't take it seriously.
We accumulate the world's wealth the old fashioned way. That's it.
Exploitation.
So you have an image of what this would
I have
look
an
like?
Image. I have an image. I'm going to show it to you. Here it is.
Oh no.
There they are with their plastic sealed variety of bags. They're happy. It's marshmallows, guys.
Why is the sun inside?
And there's, I will say there's no...
It's just J.J. Abrams. Yeah.
I will say, You didn't say that you were going to rule with an iron fist when it came to this.
No, it can be fun. You have all these different... If you look at the shelves behind them, there's some of their favorite cereals, some of their favorite snacks are in this facility.
So you have great working conditions.
Great work. I didn't say it would be bad.
Dental.
They have full healthcare coverage for their families because if you have marshmallows and that's what your teeth might not look so good after that.
Sure, sure.
But what I'm saying is that this is what I do.
I think you're selling... You're redeeming yourself a little bit with these...
No bad working conditions.
A little bit.
Just a little
and
bit.
It is an education.
The removal from schools.
Yeah, right. Forced. I think it should be volunteer, for one. I think you get volunteers to remove people to leave school.
All I lobbied for was for them to be allowed to work again at a younger age. I didn't lobby for slave labor. I lobbied for their ability to work.
You're paying them like 100.
And this doesn't have to be toddlers. This can be like we're talking middle school kids. We're talking like just children.
The ultimate summer job.
Yeah, exactly. You could also pay them in marshmallows too.
Exactly.
So they are getting
stock. It's like employee stock options. Yeah. I'm telling you, this could work.
Really investing in the future.
I'm investing in the Ziploc, the Glad. I mean. That's going to also, over time, it's going to get better with time. We're going to continue to make that technology improve. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Okay, good.
Started rocky there.
I'm glad we settled
that.
I know. The scene had to be a little bleak at the beginning because nobody knows about this marshmallow thing but me.
So, yeah, everyone's assuming, like,
they're
why?
Assuming what's going
why?
On. But see,
okay.
Once I start to fill their homes
this
with...
This guy's a jerk.
Once
lobbying.
I start to fill their homes with full pockets of the best currency that the world has, they're going to be happy about it.
You're for the children.
I'm for the children. For the children.
Okay. I'll give you 2 ducks.
Okay. I am just fine with that.
There's always a chance, remember?
Yes.
There's always a chance that you can win.
Always a chance.
Jordan.
All right.
Please, the stage is yours.
He's like, please move on from Duncan's idea.
Okay. So I have it broken down into phases, and I actually named my operation here. It's Operation My Marshmallow.
My Marshmallow.
My Marshmallow. Multitudinous, yummy marshmallows are rapidly spoiling. Help. Must actualize longer longevity of wealth. My marshmallow.
I'll put that on the screen.
Yeah, took that.
That'd be
took
good.
That from
That'd be
like
good.
A codenamed kid next door.
Good show.
So phase one is initial capital. Bank rush, only grocery store rush. You know, pick up every single marshmallow I can.
Just you.
Yeah,
okay.
I get all the sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin I can fit in my 2009 Dodge Caliber, and make marshmallows if I have to, because those are the commodities that are going to go up next. You know, the actual marshmallows, really, really high.
Yeah,
all of the sugar, the gelatin, the corn syrup, those are going up.
So true, the resources.
All initial capital, use that to start a business. Now. When we think about, I don't really want to know why the marshmallow became the most valuable.
We don't know.
But it's a currency that spoils. And I'd like to think the peak freshness is when it's the most valuable. So along the lines of keeping the marshmallows, I set up a business of multiple industrial vacuum sealers so I can keep people's wealth longer. Hence the longevity of the wealth in the MALLOW acronym.
I see it.
So create a business, and after becoming a pioneer in the keeping of marshmallow industry, because let's face it.
Vanderbilt of marshmallows.
Rockefeller of marshmallow sealant.
Carnegie Mellow.
Carnegie Mellow.
That's good.
I like
really
that.
Good.
That's great. I use my newfound wealth to buy a patent. That patent happens to be the cereal of Kroger, the off-brand Lucky Charms, called Pirate Charms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it.
Well, yeah.
That's
the end goal.
That's the end goal is to
own Pirate Charms.
To own Pirate Charms.
With the Pirate Charms.
Oh, it's piratey. Charms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
So, that's my end goal. I do have a photo. It's not really about anything I just said. It's more of a visual of success.
Oh my goodness. just a handshake with the stocks behind it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That the Carnegie Mellon
merger.
Merger. That's the merger. That's the purchase of Lucky Charms, or not Lucky Charms.
Oh, you
I almost said it. Pirate Charms.
Okay. Okay.
Set the scene.
Yours seems very corporate, and you've thought it through,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's many stages, some of which I got lost in.
Three phases.
Three phases. I heard
initial capital.
Okay.
Business building.
Yes.
And okay. Patent buying.
And final acquisition.
Final acquisition. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Accusation.
Acquisition. Let's say it together.
Acquisition.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. There we go.
I didn't know where I was for a second. The same voice.
Stereo.
Yes. Left. Right. I'll go three ducks for that.
Three ducks. Okay. I'll take it.
That was a good pitch. I liked it.
We both used. Okay. That's fine.
He did have three phases.
And you started with child labor.
So it's.
You're right. You're right. No, you're exactly right.
You're climbing uphill.
Yeah. You dug a hole first and had to get yourself out of it.
You're right. He started on
the left. You left a duck in the hole.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Mike, please tell us your plan for marshmallows.
So I like the way you guys are thinking.
Mm, sure.
It's interesting. Mine is also an operation. Mine is Operation Judy Beck. If we could have the slideshow, please. We gotta break this down.
Judy Beck?
Operation, I will tell you why.
Okay.
Operation Judy Beck.
Yeah,
you guys aren't
know.
Familiar with Judy Beck?
Famed
commissioner of Glenview, Illinois?
No.
Well, let me tell you something, because what we're talking about here is the premium mallow. The Kraft Jet Puffed Mallow, America's favorite. This is going to be what we are all after in sealing, hoarding, engaging in child labor.
That's the gold standard.
Hey.
This is like when
Safe
child labor. When you picture the perfect s'more, any perfect marshmallow, this is the picture that comes to mind, at least in America. But we need to start with Judy Beck. You see, Judy Beck
was a
commissioner in Glenview, Illinois. She was raised in Virginia, found her way through an amazing journey to Glenview, Illinois, where she was a dedicated environmentalist, park board commissioner for more than 30 years. She fought... for the environmental stability in that area, Village Natural Resources Commissioner. She's also in the Glencoe League of Women and a voter, the Glencoe League of Women Voters member.
Okay.
She had many aliases, though. See, as an environmental activist, big business did not like Judy Beck. And one named her as the Frog and Fern Lady. Do you guys know the symbols of frogs and ferns? You see, frogs are a native symbol representing wealth and abundance. Do you see where we're going with this? Don't worry about it.
Not yet.
And also metamorphosis and ferns, new life and new beginning. You see, Judy Beck was onto something during her 30 years. She knew the value of the marshmallow was coming. After Judy retired in 2011, in 2012, Riverside Park in Glenview, Illinois was renamed after Judy Beck.
Hmm.
If you look at satellite surveillance of Judy Beck Park, as seen here, it is right next to 801 Waukegon Road in Glenview, Illinois. Do you know what is at 801 Waukegon Road in Glenview, Illinois?
Is it
something about marshmallows?
Is it the marshmallow headquarters?
Well, hold on to those creative caps.
Oh.
Surveillance reveals that this is the Kraft Heinz Research and Development Facility.
What?
Research and Development.
Right next to Judy Beck Park.
Conspiracy theory.
Right there in the public. Google Earth.
Home of... the Kraft Jet Puffed Marshmallow.
Wow.
So what I'm going to do upon realizing this is I am hightailing it to Glenview, Illinois, to the Kraft Research and Development Facility. Because yes, while we are looking to preserve, I'm trying to get upstream. I want to know their suppliers. I want to know where are you getting your sugar, your cornstarch, your gelatin. That comes from interesting places. I'm glad none of us really went there today.
Yeah.
but I'm finding out in a Mission Impossible style all the different ways that we can get the ingredients to get upstream so we can both know how to make them, but then control that pipeline for maximum capitalization.
Please tell me you're going to rappel from a roof to get that information.
You know, I had a picture from Mission Impossible in here.
Okay.
That would have been right here,
okay.
But I forgot to airdrop it. I forgot to airdrop it. So we're heading to 801 Waukegon Road in Glenville, Illinois. And Judy Beck knew.
She knew.
Judy Beck knew.
Judy Beck, man. That picture of her is wild. It looks like a conspiracy theory. Honestly.
What I love about it is I learned things, too.
You did, too.
And I learned that we had a backstory to at least somebody who knew this before we did.
He knew.
Maybe that's the anonymous, reliable source.
Judy was the anonymous source?
He's the guy who texted.
Mike.
It was him.
Or Judy. Judy knew. Wow.
That was great.
Yeah, I think four ducks, for that one.
Thank you.
Because of
Thank
the
you.
PowerPoint. It also felt corporate because you used PowerPoint. You used a PowerPoint slide, and you walked us through.
Yeah, we don't use
through.
Keynote here.
No.
Keynotes.
So you walked us through each step, and Judy knew. I didn't
she
know
knew,
that.
Dude. I didn't know.
I liked the reveal.
That was good. Yeah, it was very, it all tied together.
Glenview, Illinois.
It's a Chicago suburb.
Okay.
Will be the next...
Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Of marshmallows.
It's going to be...
Of sugar.
Sugar Valley,
Illinois. Wow. Okay. Well, you guys have collected ducks. I don't think I'm going to award any other ducks. Awarding.
Giving.
But we've got to put them in the creative cap. Let's drop them in there.
Boom.
Oh, there we go. All right. Yeah, a little drum roll.
Sound effects in post.
Here we go.
Oh, two, Mike. He's been on twice and he's won twice.
You're undefeated.
100% record so far.
And he did really well in all those.
Those are all great.
That was good.
It was fun. Thank you guys.
And
quack.
Quack. Yeah. All right. But it's again not done yet.
Not over.
So you have to pick some
I remember these toddler cards.
Toddler flashcards.
Oh, a bath.
Okay.
I hope there's a duck.
We have
I hope it's a marshmallow. Oh, we got two
cards.
Stuck together.
They are stuck together. Just blindly.
Yeah, it's all right.
And a basketball.
Bath basketball.
Really fun sport.
Sounds like a blast.
Super fun.
One could say basketball.
Basketball.
I love basketball.
New sport, basketball.
Basketball. That'll be the next question. And hey, thanks for joining us, Mike. Congratulations.
Yes,
thanks for being on.
It's fun.
We want you to subscribe to the channel, check us out on all the social medias. Please comment your answer. What would you do in this scenario? We want to know, and we also want to field your questions for future episodes. Thanks, guys, for joining in. We'll see you next time.